an old song by the Radio Faces. It's called Coffee Cup. Brew him a cup, Sam.
Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 369. I am your host, Sid Souter. We start things off this week with a track by Nato Coles and the Blue Diamond Band. That song is called Coffee Cup, and it's on the band's new live album, Live at Grumpy's, which was released on Rumbar Records on August 19th. As you heard, that's a cover of a song by the Radio Faces, which I believe was an earlier band that Nato Coles was in. It's a fantastic power pop album, just like everything else that comes out on Rumbar Records. You can't really miss with that label. Anyway, I'm back. I've been traveling for work and, well, just not focused on the podcast as much as I should. New jobs and all that sort of thing. I'm also hanging out in Dallas now, so you'll hear a lot more about that on the show listings than than you have in the past, because it really just matters, where am I going to find that rock? I've traveled all the way to Australia for this next band. This is Hockey Dad with the song Jump the Gun.
Yeah.
I should have warned you that there were so much guitars coming in that set. We ended things there with Dinosaur Jr. That is Jay Maskus just shredding away wonderfully, and that riff I love. That song is called Going Down, and that's on the Give a Glimpse of What You Are Not album, which came out August 5th on Jaguar Records. The band based out of somewhere in central Massachusetts, maybe a bit of a mystery. Somewhere next to a bong, I'm sure. Before that, we heard from Chyna with the song M.E. And that is on the album Spend the Night With, released August 5th as well on Sacred Bones Records, a band out of New York that's getting, you know, a lot of comparisons to the sleazy New York of old. I'm not a big fan of that album. There's a couple of songs in there I like pretty well, but maybe I just like the New York Dolls in theory more than in practice. Who knows? And before that, we heard from Hockey Dad, as I said, from Windang in Australia, up there on the coast, with the song Jump the Gun. That is on the album Baronia, and it came out on K9 Records August 12th. And that album is a very good album. Lots of surfy bit. And then if you like Rev Gusto, it kind of reminds me of that. If you're a local Kansas City person or Chicago, who knows where Rev Gusto are really from now anyway. have guitar, we'll travel. Anyway, I guess I should let you know the podcast works at this point. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. More music now. Let's jump into something new from Teenage Fan Club. The song is called The Darkest Part of the Night.
To see.
And that completes our vacation to Scotland, starting things off there with Teenage Fan Club with the song The Darkest Part of the Night. That is on the band's forthcoming album, Here, which will be released September 9th on Merge Records, the band, of course, out of Glasgow. Been around forever and ever, and this album maybe feels a little more subdued than some of the past albums. I love it dearly, and that song there is fantastic. I kind of went back for a reference point and thought I'd grab my copy of Bandwagon-esque and listen to it, and turns out I don't have a copy anymore. How does that happen? So anyway, I guess I'll be checking the used aisles for that one, and you'll probably hear that on our upcoming podcast, because those are the rules. After that, we heard from the Spook School with the song Gone Home. That is on the album Continental Drift. It's a compilation released by Slumberland and Fortuna Pop, and features four bands, Spook School, Mercury Girls, Tiger Cats, and Wild Honey, each of them getting two tracks. I know Fortuna Pop is closing its doors, which is a very sad thing. You've heard many Fortuna Pop songs on this podcast. So maybe this is them clearing the decks. I don't know. But it's a good compilation, and I don't think we've ever heard anything quite like that from Spook School, and I enjoy it a lot. You can pick that one up starting August 26th, and I think they're taking pre-orders now for the vinyl, and it looks pretty. Anyway, we are out of time, so let me go ahead and wrap things up. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 369. I have been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com. That's TooMuchRock.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media sites like Twitter or Facebook at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, a few things coming up here that might be interesting to folks. On the 20th, Beach House is playing at the Uptown. The 22nd, Sadies are playing at the Riot Room. 25th, Molly Maguire is at the Record Bar. The 26th, Daisy Chains are at Focal. 27th, Conquerors are playing a release show at the Blind Tiger. The 29th, Witch Jail is playing at Blind Tiger. And I forget who that's with, but that's a really good lineup. There's a couple of other bands that are definitely going to make that one a must-see. On the 2nd, Conquerors are playing at Mills at part of their record release shows. The 3rd, Witch Jail at the Brick. Russian Circles are coming on the 8th of September to the Riot Room. On the 13th, Marduk is playing at the Riot Room. 13th, Bob Mould is at Grinders, or Lucero is at the Granada. The 14th, the Toasters are playing at the Riot Room. 15th, Swinging Udders are at the Record Bar. And I think that's with Hip Shot Killer. On the 17th, the Anniversary is at the Bottleneck, or you can see Billy Badass at Records with Merit on the 17th as well. And then on the 21st of September, Cass McCombs is playing at Three Links in Dallas. And that might be the next show I'm at in Dallas? No, surely not. I'll just randomly stumble into one of the bars in Deep Ellum and make some rock happen there. Looking at the website, not a lot new has happened. As I've said, been very busy. But I do have photos up of that Lisa prank and cockeyed show that I caught in Portland up on the website. Anyway, one track left for you this week. I'm going to end things off with Angel Olsen with the song Shut Up and Kiss Me. This is on the album My Woman, which will come out September 2nd on Jag Jaguar Records. She is based out of Asheville, North Carolina. Does a lot of things on this album and is just kind of a Wonder Woman in herself. I enjoy this one. I hope you will too. Thank you very much for listening. This is Angel Olsen with Shut Up, Kiss Me.